Today's shir in Mishnah Bruyomi is Daf Nun Hei Omid Aleph. We still are in Siman Lamed Beis, and we're in the middle of a discussion in Sif Mem Gimel, which deals with the shin that is found on the right and left sides of your Tefillah Shel Rosh, how far that shin should extend down, and some of the features of that letter shin. So the Rama starts off at the very top of the Omud, the Chein Hayud Shebishin, the heads, the straight lines down that come to the base of the shin, Tzorich Liga Lamata Bishuli Hashin, they have to touch the bottom of the shin, they can't be suspended in midair. V'lo Yimshoch Hashin Harbe, and don't have the shin go too far down, Elo Shigam Shulei Hashin Yeh Al HaTefer. It should reach till the titura, till the stitching at the bottom of the base of the bayis, but not below that, it shouldn't go down below, so it's not visible. Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Kuf Tzadi Ches writes, Yesh mehagdolim shemachalkin bein shin hayimini lehasmoli. There are some that make the difference between the right-sided three-headed shin and the left-sided four-headed shin. Shebesmoli adirab, on the left side, opposite, yedakte shelo yigu hayudin mishuli yashin lamata, that you shouldn't have the yuds that make up the heads of the shin, they shouldn't touch all the way to the bottom of the shin, the base of the shin. However, he brings down the Morgan Avram, Pasak the Ein Lechalik Ben Yimin LeSmoli. We don't make any distinction between the right and the left, and both of them should go down. And the two extra middle yuds that you have over here do have to reach down to the bottom and touch the base of the shin. The Chain Kosav Aprimagodim, the Chain Royal Asos, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Chain Kosav Birke Yosef B'Shem Mari. And he says, look over there, the Chaim Pasu Shara Achronim, and he further writes, the Prima Gadim says, the Yirashia al Hashinin Tzuras Yudin, that the shin shouldn't have straight lines down here as the heads. It should look like a yud, have the appearance of a yud, lo kavim pshutim yama, not just a straight line down, but it should have the features of the letter yud as written in the Sefer Torah. He adds in the Bir Halacha that the Lechatrila Yosef Tov Shiyigu Gam Hayudin Shebeshin Hasmoli Lishulei HaTachton. He again in the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Bir Halacha that you should follow these psakim that he just brought down. However, B'diavad Ein Lahach Mebehem Lifsol. If you didn't follow it, he says it's not possible, it's not ma'akev, because there are Harbe Gedolim who say Lechatrila it doesn't have to touch the bottom of the shin. Dirshu footnote 239 brings down something that we had discussed yesterday. Here he brings down the name of the Bach, Shashina Smolis, the left-sided shin, which has the four heads to it, that is Kineged Ashin Shebeluchos. That's a semblance of the shin that was in the Luchos, which was cut out. In order to cut out a shin, you have to actually have an engraving around it that is four heads, because you're cutting around the letter shin. And therefore, that's why the left-sided shin, as we spoke at yesterday, is four-headed. Lefikach, he writes, Yesh l'dakte shelo yigu hayudin betachtes hashin eliyu tluyos. That's why those opinions that say that it should be hanging up in the air, not touching the bottom, is because it's chakuk, kideshi hashin chakuka. The Mishnah Brewer in Sif Katan Kuf Tzadi Tes writes, the belav hochi ein shem shin olov, uli kuvu afilu b'dievet. According to these opinions, that the shin has to have the top part of it, the head, touch it to the bottom of the shin, it's no good b'dievet if it doesn't. He says on the left one, where you have the two middle yuds, they have to be the same, both touching or both not touching. You can't have one touching and one not touching. He tells you to look at the Bir Halacha, where the Chafetz Chaim adds that this opinion is from the Chayi Adam that he just told us, the Tzorich Lichtov Kamo B'Sefer Torah, Achri Du Halacha L'Mosh Misina, that it has to be written like it's written in the Sefer Torah, which is bringing it all the way down to the bottom, and that is the preferred way to do it. And that's why if you just have a straight line, it certainly is no good, because it's not like that's written in the Sefer Torah. In Siv Katan Reish, the Mishnah Brura writes, Rotsa Lomar, what he's telling us over here, the Ramah, Chudein Shalashin, in the bottom part of the shin, the pointy part of the shin, where it comes down to a head at the very bottom of the shin, that has to be above the titura, but right to the titura, right to the stitching. Why? Hatam, the Tzor Shei Kol Hashin Nira. You have to see the entire shin. If it's anything is below the line of vision, it's underneath the titura, so to say, you won't be able to see it. That all the world has to see that the shame of Hashem is written on you, which is a reference, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, it should be not Rabbi Elazar, Elu Tefillin Shebarosh, this is a reference to the Tefillin Shebarosh, and it says, Shem Hashem Nikra, Olecha, right? So the Shem Hashem Nikra is Shem is Shin. The Hey Shem Hashem is Yud Kevav Kei. So that's a Yud. And then Nikra is a Nun. That spells Shin Yud Nun spells Shin. Rashi Tevel Shin. That's why you have to see the letter Shin in its entirety. However, B'diavad, the Mishnah Berurah is left here with a quandary. What happens if it's below the line? Im nichnas mat l'toch hatitur, if it goes somewhat below the line, ad she'en lo ayidei zeh t'munas shin kiroi, it's not clearly visible as a shin. What's the din? Tzarech iyun. He says, I'm not sure. It tells you to look in the Bir Halacha, where he writes further about this. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Shagam Shulei Hashin, he writes, B'sefer avodus hayom mashma de b'dieved ein lahachmir, that b'dieved, you don't have to be machmir. The ein yodei l'mok is there. But he says, I don't know why he said that. I'm not sure of his source. Suggests maybe Ulai Humairi Shalo Obat Munoso Ideze Rak Miktsas Chudo Nichnas Asocho. He's suggesting that maybe it's because you really have the appearance of the letter Shin, and only a little bit of the pointy part is below the line, but you can still see that it's a Shin, and that's why it's good b'dieved. But he wants to suggest im Nichnas Ma'atmi Shin Gufo L'socha Mavarta, if the base of the Shin really goes down far enough that it's not recognizable as a Shin, Gam Humode, then he would also agree that it's not good. And he says, Tzarech Iyun LaHalacha, is not 100% sure. The Halacha Berurah does bring down over here, Im Nichnas Ma'at Min Hashin L'Soch HaTitura, it is not L'Chatchila, but Im Nikeres Tzuras Hashin Mibachutz Yesh L'Hakel. He says, one can accept this B'diyevet. We go now to Sif Mem Dalet. Titura the Tfilin. Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. The fact that the Tfilin has to have a bias, and that bias is built upon a base called the Titura, is also Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. What is the titura? Hainu sheyosim or lemato lechasus piabatim. When you have the bias, it's actually open on the bottom. We don't see that because we have the titura there. But the bias is really a box that is an open on the bottom. And we cover it up with an R, and that's called the titura. V'nira ke'en daf shogesh or nikwa titura. And why is it called titura? That's because it looks like a plank, a board of a bridge, of a plank bridge, that is called, each board there is called titura, and that's a little bit what this looks like, and that's why it's called the titura. Then there's another part of this called the mavarta. Mavarta, the tefillin also is halach l'mosh misinai. There's a requirement to have this additional piece through which the strap passes through, your ritzuos pass through this, and that's also halach l'mosh misinai. Does one make this? The Mechaber says, the R of the titura, Hainu she'or hatitura yehi aroch mitzad echad. Take a bigger piece of the hide. The titura has to be square. That's also, we learned previously, a requirement. But you extend it on one side, making it more than a square. It's going to be a rectangle if you look at it from a bird's eye view. The yasabu mavarta. And that extra part you make called the mavarta. Why is it called the mavarta? Again, because the tefillin ritzuos pass through it. Ketzad, how do you do this though to still require the squareness of the titura? Yachtechenu b'shnei tzdadim, on both sides of the titura, you go make an indent cut. Shalotei ruchav kamo rochav titura. So this way, the mavarta is separate from the titura. It's attached, of course. There's only a little indentation there. Kadesh nika rivua titura. But this way, you'll clearly see that the titura is a separate entity than the mavarta, and that will be square, as it's required to be. And then in this extra piece called the Mavarta, Overis HaRitzua, the Ritzua passes through it. And that's why, Al Shem Kach, Nikres Mavarta. It's called the passageway. That's why it's called the Mavarta. Then he adds, Gam B'Tfilin Shoyad Taset Titura Mavarta. This is not only a din in the Sharosh, this is a din in Shoyad as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Reish Aleph writes, V'afilu l'das ha-sovrim da'batim srichim l'yos kula meyor echod mamish. There is an opinion that we brought down, l'chatrila, one should make all the four compartments of the Sharosh, or the entire bias of the Shoyad, from a single piece of or, and not glue or tie them together, stitch them together. So this is not including the titura and the mavarta. That doesn't have to be that it's all one big hide. However, that could be a separate piece that you're then attaching to the bottom of it as the titura and the mavarta. That's why the Mechaber says you should add to it over here a piece of hide to cover up the bottom, the open part of the bias. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol makom im be'ef shari tov lahadir gam b'zeh." Certainly, it's preferable to have even the mavart and the titura made from the same piece of hide, have one big hide that you're making the entire bias from, as well as the mavart and the titura. Lotzeis das ha-machmirim b'zeh. This is to fulfill the opinion of the machmir, and he says, "I'll tell you more about this in the Bir Halacha, and we'll look over there in Dibra Maskul Shiyosim, where he says, "Umashikos of lotzeis this machmirim." This is the opinion of Rashi, and also the opinion of the Rambam. And even though he writes the Gaonim argue with this, and he says the Ri and the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Tur all hold like these Gaonim that argue with Rashi and the Rambam, Minog Olam Kevasayu, and everybody can follow that opinion. That's the minog of the Velt to follow that opinion. Nevertheless, Tov Lahadir Lotzeis Gam Daitam. Why not do what Rashi and the Rambam say is preferable when it's really no skin off your back? However, he does bring down that the Rosh and the Mordechai might say that there is a problem over here. They suggest Yosi Tov Shalol Lassos Meyor Echorim Abatim. So then it's not that you're just being Yotzi Rashi and the Rambam. Also, you might now not be Yotzi the Rosh and the Mordechai. But he says, if you look at the reason why the Rosh and the Mordechai say to use two separate pieces, he says, the way we make our tefillin nowadays, the Batim Machers, the way they make the tefillin, the kilkel that the Rosh and the Mordechai are concerned about doesn't occur nowadays, and therefore, Lamaisa, he says, you should try to be Mahadir to take one single hide and make the Batim, the Mavarta, and the Titura all from one hide to be Mahadir like Rashi and the Rambam in the ideal way. In Sivkot and Reish Beis, he writes, Im Nivsuka Mutalu Tofra, when you extend the Titura out to make the Mavarta, if it comes apart, you would be allowed to stitch it together. In Sivkot and Reish Gimel, he writes, it has to be recognizable that the Titura is also square. The Titura also is a requirement that it should be a square, as we already learned in the previous shiurim. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Yigalgal kol parasha misofa l'tchilosa, that when one now, we're talking about getting ready to insert the parashios inside the compartments. So one rolls up the parasha misofa l'tchilosa, from the end to the beginning. Now, what does this mean from the end to the beginning? The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Reish Dalet writes, B'ei shenos l'beisa, when you're about to ready to put it into the bayis, into its compartment in the Shal Rosh, or into the one single compartment of the Shal Yad, kimo mezuzah, you have to do this like you roll up a mezuzah. How do you roll up a mezuzah? Not from bottom to top, but from left to right. Sheniglelas me echod kelapi shma, below lehetach. When you roll it, you have shma, Yisrael, Hashem, Elkeinu, Hashem, Echad. You have the shma on the right side of the page. The echod is the end of the page. You roll it from the left to the right. The reason behind this, in Dirshu footnote 242, is so when a person opens it up, he's able to read it right away. And this is based upon a Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. You shouldn't roll it, however, from the right to the left. However, the Halacha Berurah brings down that if you did it this way, it is mutter b'di'evit. It is not ma'akev. And this is indeed found in the Bir Halacha as well. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "Hu l'mitzvah v'lo l'ikuva." After you rolled at the parasha, the Mechaber writes, "V'karchom b'klaf koton." You then wrap it up with a small little klaf. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Reish Hei explains, "Rotzalom alechatchila." This is the proper way to do this lechatchila. Avolam lo karchom kosher b'di'evit imein lo acherim. It is acceptable if you don't have another pair of tefillin to have them inside without them being wrapped around with a parchment. V'ayin b'matzis hashekel or bir halacha. It tells you go look in the matzis shekel and the bir halacha. And the Chofetz Chaim writes in the bir halacha of the karchom b'klaf katan. He says hatam. The reason for this that it's not osur b'di'evit. Harosh v'atur shar poskim. That this is not an absolute requirement, not halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. V'shenoagim mitzarf asvi Ashkenaz shelo lichroch olav dover levad haseyar. And in fact, he says the custom in the Ashkenazic communities and in Tzarfas was not to wrap around a cloth, but only to wrap around, as we'll see in a second, the hair of an eagle, of a calf. However, lechatchila, he says, the Shulchan Aruch was choshesh to the words of the Rambam, who writes that it is halacha Moshe Sinai to wrap it around with a parchment, and that's why the Mechaber brought this down. The issue footnote 247 says that this is based upon Yerushalmi in Megillah, that says it's halacha Moshe Sinai, shiyu aparshos tolim bimatlis, that it should be wrapped in something, a piece of cloth made out of bad, made out of cotton. And that's why the Rambam says you have to wrap something around it. However, the Rosh learns that differently, and he says, Shimnase kara b'parashos yesh lahad vikon b'tloy. It explains this, that if the parashos somehow are torn, you can go and connect them with this tloy matlis to keep it intact. Furthermore, the Chofetz Chaim writes in the continuation of this bir halacha, he tells you, look in the El Yerabba, the mashma, the mutter gamkin levarechim elohachem, you can even make a bracha on this type of tefillin without the parchment around it. V'shaloka machzis ha-shekel, not like the machzis ha-shekel, who's nistopic over here if you're allowed to make a bracha on it. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yesh makpidim milikarchon ela biklaf kosher. Those that say you have to wrap it with a parchment that's made from a kosher animal, not from a non-kosher animal. Shtabrur and Sivkot and Reish Zayin adds Rotsa Lomar Avolo mi behem l'chaya the tmeya, not from a non-kosher species of domesticated or wilder animal. However, b'matlis ganudei zu shabadomi. But if you use cotton or cloth, that would be fine. He brings down the Beis Yosef who writes b'tama dovar the kivin shumevi cloth. Since you're bringing over here a cloth, tzorchlios dafka min amuta l'ficha kimol abatim l'shus. If you are using a cloth, it has to be something that is from Mutar Leficha, like we've explained previously. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this. The Mechaber then continues and writes, V'aloch l'moshe misinai sheichro cholea sa'ar behema ochaya hatahorim. There is aloch l'moshe misinai that you have to wrap the parchment up with the hair, the sa'ar of the behema ochaya that are tahorim. The Ramah qualifies this and says, V'no'agim l'chro sa'ar ala parsha. We have the custom to go wrap around the hair, around the parsha. V'achakach kochen of a cloth. Then we wrap the cloth. That's from an animal that's kosher. The chos v'kochen olav seir, and we do it again. The reason for this, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, in Sivkot and Reish Tes, is because there's a difference of opinion as to which way you should do this. First you should do the klaf, then you should do the seir, or should you do the first the seir, and then the klaf, so therefore we do seir, klaf, and then seir, so we're no egg like everybody. The Bir Agra writes, Medina ink pay the ezo kodim. He says, the bottom line, it doesn't make a difference which one you put first. In Sivkot and Reish Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, since it's Alech Moshe Misinai, in Lo Karach HaSeir Aleh Apostle, it's no good without the Seir, this is a requirement. Av Shekorach Aleh Klaf, even though you have a Klaf, but if you don't have the Seir, that's certainly not going to be good. Dishu footnote 243 brings down the Tikkun Tefillin, who writes, the Yesh Lahachzik HaSeir Mishimisov LeParshos, HaSovis HaParshos Kam Apamim, you wrap the hair around it many times so it can stand on its own, it doesn't even have to be tied, although the Alech Berurah brings down that the Minog is to go and tie it. And in Dirshu footnote 244, he writes, it has to be tied, wrapped around the hair, lishma, because this is halachah Moshe Sinai, and all halachah Moshe Sinai is over here require the lishma idea. The Mechaber writes, v'noagu shiyeh seyar zeh shel ego, we bedavki use the hair of a calf over here, a baby cow, v'imlo motza shel ego, if you don't have that, korich b'shel parah, you can use an adult cow, or shel shor, an adult male cattle. V'roche etza seyar heite b'tchila ad sheinoki, you should wash it very carefully so it should be clean. Kitzas seyar zeh tzorich sheyireh chutz batim. The hair that we're using to wrap around the parsha, which is inserted inside the compartment of the batim, so then you have to extend some of that hair outside the batim, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow. For today, we'll just conclude with the Mishnah Berurah Reish Yud, who writes, Kedei sheyizkor ma'ase egel v'lo yachta. We spitzavka use over here the seir of an egel to remind us of the egel, the calf of the egel, and we shouldn't sin. And also, gam kedei l'chapar al avodah zarah, it's also as a kapara, an atonement for that sin. It brings down the El Yerabah. This is the reason, tov lasos kol tikkun tefillin mi'or egel. That's why we try to bedavka make the entire tefillin from the hide of an egel, lafukim yosin shosin or tzuos mi'or tayish, as opposed to some who say you should make the straps out of the hide of a tayish, a sheep. Finally, the Halacha Berurah writes, you shouldn't use an ayil or a rochel, mipnei she'enu nikra seyor elet semar. These animals, it's not called hair, it's called wool, and you certainly shouldn't use this sar over here from those types of animals. This concludes today's shir.